Addendum. The 2021 Nobel Prize in Physics as a case study in persistence. Preface, why this addendum exists. This book has argued for a simple but demanding idea, that laws, structures, and regularities do not arise because they are chosen, optimized, or preferred, but because they persist. Most possible descriptions fail. Most arrangements collapse. What remains is sparse, stable, and often surprising. The argument has been made abstractly by tracing logic to its stopping point. This addendum exists for a different reason. It shows what that logic looks like after the fact when applied to work that has already been done, already tested, and already recognized at the highest institutional level in physics. The 2021 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for contributions that, on the surface, seem disparate: climate modeling, stochastic systems, and disordered materials. Yet the prize citation treats them as one achievement. That unity is not accidental. This addendum does not claim that the laureates were working within the framework developed in this book. They were not. Nor does it claim that the Nobel Committee had this framework in mind. It did not. What it claims instead is more modest and more defensible. That the work recognized by the 2021 Nobel Prize provides a clear, conservative case study of persistence-first reasoning, operating successfully long before it was named. This addendum is not an argument for the framework. It is an illustration of it. Part 1, Complexity and the End of the Prediction Ideal. 1. When physics met systems that would not sit still. For much of its history, physics was guided by a powerful hope that if the rules were known and the measurements were precise, the future could be calculated. This hope was not foolish. It worked remarkably well for planets, projectiles, circuits, and crystals. Then physics encountered systems that refused to cooperate. The climate. The weather. Disordered materials. Systems with many interacting parts, non-linear feedback, and sensitivity to tiny disturbances. The Nobel Prize background paper begins here, not with triumph, but with restraint. It acknowledges that these systems are difficult not because physicists are careless, but because the systems themselves amplify small differences and erase detailed information. This is an important admission. It marks the point where physics begins to distinguish between lawfulness and predictability. Before this shift, unpredictability was often treated as a temporary inconvenience. Something to be overcome with better data or faster computers. After this shift, unpredictability becomes structural. Some details are not missing. They are eliminated. From the perspective of this book's framework, this moment matters because it is the first place where physics quietly accepts a deeper truth. Most conceivable descriptions of complex systems do not survive repeated interaction with reality. What remains are not perfect predictions, but stable patterns. 2. Manabe and the Discipline of Simplification. Tsukuro Manabe's contribution appears, at first glance, modest. He simplified. Instead of modeling the entire Earth in detail, he imagined a single vertical column of atmosphere. Heat in. Heat out. Air moving up and down. At the time, this approach drew skepticism. How could something so stripped down tell us anything reliable about a planet? But Manabe was not trying to recreate nature. He was trying to discover what nature could not avoid doing. When he increased the concentration of carbon dioxide in his model, the system responded in a very specific way. The lower atmosphere warmed. The upper atmosphere cooled. That pattern mattered more than any single number. It was a structural response, not a tuning artifact. Within the framework developed in this book, Manabe's success illustrates a core principle. Models persist when they respect constraints, not when they accumulate detail. Most complicated models fail quietly. They become opaque, unstable, or dependent on hidden assumptions. Manabe's model survived because it could be applied repeatedly without contradiction. It did not break when scaled up. It did not break when tested against observation. Persistence, not precision, was the achievement. 3. Chaos without surrender. The Nobel paper then confronts a long-standing discomfort in physics, chaos. Weather obeys deterministic laws, yet long-term forecasts fail. Tiny differences in initial conditions grow until trajectories diverge completely. For an earlier generation, this was deeply unsettling. It seemed to threaten the idea that laws govern outcomes. The resolution, now familiar but once radical, was to separate two questions. Are the rules deterministic? And are the outcomes predictable? The answer turned out to be yes to the first and no to the second. Climate, unlike weather, concerns statistical properties that survive the loss of detail. Averages, distributions, trends. These persist even as individual trajectories wander. Through the framework lens, this is a textbook example of enforced forgetting. Fine-grained information is fragile. Core structure is robust. The system itself performs the elimination. Physics merely learns to look at what remains. This is not a retreat from explanation. It is a refinement of what explanation means.